Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgression. He has cleansed my heart from sin. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. Neighbor, I rejoice. I'm enjoying my relationship with Jesus, and I'm looking heavenward. I want to keep you up to date. Am I feeling like I'm going to die? No, I know I'm going to die, but I don't feel really nearer to it than I did a year ago or 2 years ago. But I'm getting older, and I know all those things, but blessed be the name of Jesus. God's still blessing. I'm encouraged with the response we're getting from you, dear people. And thank you for writing in. And just, I've got a lower drawer here. I poked those letters in. We wondered where you were, and we didn't hear where you'd gone. And now we heard your voice on the radio. It's been such a blessing. And I want to thank dear brother Dennis Hayes and his staff down at KPDQ. It's just beyond my thinking. I thought, well, I didn't know if I'd ever be back on the radio or not, and I didn't have any, as far as saying that's what I want to do and enjoy. Well, it's just part of the work. But it was profitable, and the door closed, and I didn't fight, and then God opened the door up. And I'll never forget Dennis's words to me. He said, if I make it possible for you to get back there. He said, we want you. The people want you. I'm getting letters. And I'm humbled at this gravelly voice. And somebody put that in there. Where's that gravelly voice, old preacher? And that kind of tickled me. There's two things. I've got a sense of humor that gets the best of me even when I'm preaching. But I'll tell you, Brother Eric Mortensen, the reporter from the Oregonian, that God providentially had up there at Celilo taking pictures. And I'll tell you, nobody was doing anything up there. They weren't getting any help at all from anybody. And they were out of food. And he was up there and surveying the new buildings and writing up an article, and his cameraman, and there I dropped in on them. I didn't know who they were, and they didn't tip their hand at all. And I told him my purpose and was there. And when little Kieran Jim Whitford, kind of the spiritual leader of that little group, and she's concerned that they honor the Creator, and when they had their salmon fest, she had a big Jesus, it wasn't big as a piece of jewelry, but it's very readable, right in the center of her. She was dressed like the Indians dress in their beautiful colorful Indian style, and it said, Jesus saves. And her testimony and her husband Fred and rejoicing, and then that Eric Mortensen, bless his heart, he must have a sense of humor. He wrote it up, and there it was in the Sunday Oregonian. So don't tell me you didn't know we were up there, because it was in the newspapers, and it got out in the Christian News Northwest and all. And here's what he said. These people, he told about the hunger and the having to put their food together to feed their children. Their food stamps were gone. It was the last of January in 2007. And there they were, destitute. And I came in because God told me to get up there. And I argued with God. I said, you know, Lord, they're not too receptive. They're into longhouse religion pretty much. And I've been there, the big trucks. But God said, go to Celilo. And I minded him. And there, that little Karen Jim Whitford said, "God sent you, God sent you." And when her husband came up to see what the commotion was about, she told him, and she wept, and she said, "Can I hug you?" And I said, "Well, help yourself. There's plenty of audience around here." I'd be a little cautious about hugging women that I just met the first time, but it was an emotional time, and my heart was stirred. And when Fred Whitford heard it, he said, "Thank you, Jesus," and he raised both hands. And old Eric got that in the paper. These Indians felt God sent. And here's what I wanted to tell you about. It's taking me a long time to get to the point. A hobbling, I like that, a hobbling 84-year-old preacher, no, a white preacher. And so that's what I am. I'm still hobbling. And I don't know how long I'm going to hobble. It's going to come to a close. But that isn't going to stop me from getting out there. If God tells me to go, I'm going. And dear Brother Marv Betcher, his daddy had a power wheelchair, and he died and went to heaven. And Marv, I'll be talking about him this week. I'll tell you, I value my brothers and sisters in the Lord that have, it's cost them something to pick up the cross and follow their old missionary brother in this Indian work. There's no big money being made, or no soft jobs. It's give, 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 and trust the Lord. And that's the way they've been doing it. And he got that wheelchair for me. And then they got me a good wheelchair, a regular one that you pedal wheel yourself. And I've got a walking staff, and I'm all fixed up. And then God provided this beautiful old 94 Dodge van with wheelchair loading capacity, and it's just a dandy. And to buy that thing, and there it sat, right out at Frontier Missions, and found out it belonged to, it wasn't theirs. I thought maybe it's donated and I could buy it from them, but I found out it belonged to a gypsy brother, Pete Ellis. I guess he'd been known as the king of the gypsies, and he's a gypsy, and he's a beautiful man, and his wife's a beautiful woman, and they know Jesus Christ. Their son is an evangelist in the Assembly of God. And the fellowship we've had, and they helped me get into that van, and I just thank God. I haven't needed all that equipment yet. I still hobble around, and as long as I'm, and somebody yesterday said, "Can you get into an 18-wheeler? Because we're going to be out there in 18-wheelers again very soon. I'll be telling you about it. I need your help, but can you crawl in one?" You just bet your life I can. I've got good old arms yet, and I've got a lot of crew. They don't have to help lift me or push me in there. I can get up there by myself, and I'm not doing the driving in those big trucks. Those days are over for me, and I'm not doing it. And my motorcycle riding days, they're all gone. I enjoyed them, but I still drive quite well. And I promise you this, neighbor, when I get so I can't drive safely, I'll quit. You won't have to tell me. I'll be the first one to know it. And if I pull any boo-boos, I'm not going to just hide them. I know about drivers that have put the big rigs into the guardrail and never bothered to let it out and kind of kept it covered up. But you go to sleep at a wheel of an 18-wheeler, and that has happened. And it's all nicely covered, but God help us. And I'll quit. And I urge you to quit. If you're in the game and you can't do it, why, admit you can't do it and let somebody do it that can. Neighbor, I'm encouraged in the Lord. This work is going ahead, and God is just blessing in such a wonderful way, and we're planning a 18-wheeler load. It'll be in the month of May, and we're not going to put the Dodge and the trailer away. We're going to be using both of them, and you keep tuned in this week, and you keep praying, and the hobbling old preacher and his God and your God and the team together, we are seeing God's hand at work. And to him be the glory and the praise. And neighbor, we couldn't do it without you. We need your cars. We're taking that one over. We'll be up there at Wolf Point with it, God willing. Just a couple of weeks now, we'll be there with it. And we'll be over at the school at Northwest for the graduation and the camp meeting and the close-up of the school year. And we're just thanking God for all that he's done. And neighbor, we invite you to get acquainted. Find out about us. The books are open. Don't be embarrassed. Ask to see them. We'll show you who's getting what and how the money's being used and what's happening in the field. And God's giving the increase. This program is God's program, and neighbor, it is working. We don't have any debts. We do with what we can with what God sends in. And bless your heart, you've been faithful.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.